This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. 5 people died due to landslides in Parbat district. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress beginning from today with its ward convention in 56 districts. Supreme Court issues interim order not to hear the case related to ordinance on Constitutional Council immediately. 11 CPN UML lawmakers join CPN Unified Socialist Party in Province 2, and the toll climbs to 41 across 4 US northeast states due to Storm Ida. 3 Nepali persons of the same family are among the dead. Now the news in detail. 5 people have died and 3 people are missing due to landslides in several places in Parbat district. District Police Office Parbat informed landslides due to incessant rainfall kills 2 persons of the same family. It also informed the search of missing is on the way. The Municipal Ward Level Convention under the 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress is to begin from today. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee has said today the Ward Convention of the party will be held in 56 districts where active membership-related disputes have been sorted out. Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said, even in the other remaining districts, the roster of active membership of the party would be published soon. He also said the municipal-level convention of the party would be completed by the 12th of September. The party's central convention has been set for the 25th to 29th of November. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudal has pleaded to present a common candidate for the post of Congress president in the party's upcoming general convention. Standing by the key leaders of the party at a press meet, leader Paudal shared that he believed in shared leadership and the party should retain its democratic character. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to immediately hear the dispute related to the ordinance related to the Constitutional Council. A single bench of Justice Hari Prasad Funyal issued an interim order yesterday not to hear the dispute over the ordinance in the Constitutional Bench till the final settlement of the writ petition. The order states that a written reply should be submitted within 15 days, including the reasons for the Chief Justice not sitting in the Constitutional Bench and to have the case registered on the third day after receiving the written reply, as it is a matter of national importance. Considering the importance of the constitutional issue, the order has called for the presence of 2 senior advocates from the Supreme Bar and the Nepal Bar Association as amicus curiae. Advocate Dr. Ganesh Regmi had filed a writ petition seeking an order that the Chief Justice should be allowed to sit in the constitutional bench as per the Constitution of Nepal. 11 lawmakers of CPN UML in Province 2 have defected to the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. The Province Election Office Janakpur Dham informed that 10 Province Assembly members of CPN UML were physically present at the election office to verify the decision to join the Unified Socialist Party, while another lawmaker, Dilip Prithi, who is out of the country in course of treatment, verified through a letter. Now the CPN UML has 10 lawmakers in Province 2 Assembly. Likewise, Pralad Giri of Janata Samajwadi Party of Province 2 had joined Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal. Lawmaker Giri reached at Province Election Office to verify his decision. Prime Minister Sherbad Udyoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda have held meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. The Prime Minister's secretariat said the 2 leaders discussed contemporary political issues, including cabinet expansion, operation of the government and others. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Dahal and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal met at the Maoist Centre Parliamentary Party office in Singhadarbar yesterday. The 2 two leaders discussed matters regarding the participation in the government. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has expressed the commitment to make mandatory representation of Dalits and the Muslims in every ward in the party's upcoming ward convention. In a meeting with party central members Man Bahadur Bishwakarma and Jeevan Pariyar at Balwatar yesterday, Congress President Deuba assured of inclusive party committees in all wards. The government has decided to observe the 7th Constitution Day by organizing various programs for 3 days. The meeting of the concerned officials held at Prime Minister's office under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba took the decision to mark the Constitution Day for 3 days from September 18 to 20. Prime Minister's personal secretary Badri Tiwari said the meeting also decided to form the main celebration committee under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Deuba and other subcommittees. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has urged the leaders and cadres of the CPN UML to join his party and not to be swayed away by the illusion of 10-point agreement. Assuming his office as a parliamentary party leader of the CPN Unified Socialist Party yesterday, Chairman Nepal said there was no meaning of 10-point agreement as it was centered on the personal interest of limited persons rather than the party unity. Chairman Nepal further said his party would move ahead promoting Nepal's prosperity with new dimensions. The former Prime Minister Nepal also signalled the cabinet expansion only after the 7th of September. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,004 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Likewise, 1,846 corona patients recovered in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry confirmed 16 corona-related deaths was reported yesterday, taking the death tally to 10,786. There are now 33,946 active cases of COVID-19 across the country. 10 Nepali nationals rescued from Afghanistan arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that the coordination is being made with the concerned agencies to bring those waiting for the rescue flight in Kabul. The ministry said the government was in regular contact with everyone in Kabul. You're listening to Read Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 41 people have died due to Storm Ida in USA. It has been informed that three Nepali persons of the same family also died due to heavy rainfall along with Storm Ida in New York City of USA. U.S. President Joe Biden says historic investment is needed to deal with the climate crisis as the Northeast reels from flash flooding and tornadoes. The U.S. is facing climate-related destruction across the country and tackling it is a matter of life and death, the U.S. president said. New York City and New Jersey saw unprecedented levels of rainfall. Some residents became trapped in flooded basements and cars. The United Nations has resumed humanitarian flights to northern and southern Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover, a spokesperson announced as the country's new rulers clashed with rebel fighters who are defending their territory in Panjshir Valley of north of Kabul. The UN Humanitarian Air Service is now operating flights to enable 160 humanitarian organizations to continue their life-saving activities in Afghanistan's provinces. UN spokesperson Stephen Jurek told reporters, and three flights have already landed in Mazar-e-Sharif since August 29. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gondaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Five people died due to landslides in Parbat district. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress beginning from today with its ward convention in 56 districts. Supreme Court issues interim order not to hear the case related to ordinance on Constitutional Council immediately. 11 CPN UML lawmakers join CPN Unified Socialist Party in Province 2 and the toll climbs to 41 across 4 U.S. Northeast states due to Storm Ida. 3 Nepali persons over same family are among the dead. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.